Okay, Machshirin, Perek Beis, Mishneh Gimel. Shtei brechos, achas tahor v'achas tmeya. So we have two pools inside a house, two pools of water. One is tahor, one's tameh. The water's already tahor, and one's already tahor, one's already tameh. Hameziah karov l'tameya. An object that is close to the tameh pool, and that builds up condensation as a result of the tameh pool, then that's tameh. Because we assume if it's closer to the tameh pool, then any perspiration that's coming up from it, on it, that's forming on it, is be caused directly by the tameh pool. And any little bit that may be coming from the other pool, that gets bitul barov, and we ignore it. Likewise, karv l'tahara is tar. Any object that is closer to the tar pool that starts to build a perspiration is tar for the same reason. Mechso mechso tamei. What if it's exactly half and half? It's halfway between the tar one and the tamei one. Then it's considered tamei, because we assume that there has some tummy stuff in it, and it's not enough to be bitul barov from the tahar, one way or the other. So because we know it has tummy, we say it stays tummy. The Mishnah continues on to some different cases, not directly related to Machshirin, but it looks the same type of case of the first part of the Mishnah in terms of its structure, and that's why the Mishnah has it. So the next case of the Mishnah is Barzel Tamei Shibolo in Barzel Tahar, a piece of Tamei iron which got mixed with a piece of Tahar iron. So the basic halacha when it comes to kelim is in order for a vessel to become tameh, it has to be completely functional. If it's broken, then it's not tameh. And likewise, if you break a kli that was tameh, it usually loses that tameh status. However, if when it came to metal, if you have a tameh item that broke, it's now tar, but if you remade it, the rabbis decree that it goes back to that original state of tumah. So over here, you had a piece of tameh iron, or that had been broken, right? You had a kli that had been broken, that had been tameh, and then broke. And now you have a piece of that, and now you're remaking it with tar iron. The Rav says, we're talking about iron that had never been made into anything, so it never had a chance to get tumah in the first place. So it's mixed in. Im rov min tameh, tameh. If most of the new kli that you have is from the original tummy thing, kli that had been broken, then the whole kli is now tummy. That's the rabbinic decree. You remade it, even though some of it's tar. If most of it is from the original tummy kli, it's tummy. Im rov min atar, tar. If majority is from this new, unused iron, then it's tar. Mechza mechza tummy. If it's half and half tummy, just like we saw in the first part of the Mishnah, because there is some tummy there, there isn't enough tar to mevatel it, to get rid of it, to nullify it. Therefore, the whole thing is tummy. Next case in the Mishnah, Gzistros Yisrael v'goyim matilas ochan. You have chamber pots that both Jews and non-Jews used to urinate into them. That's how they used to go to the bathroom. Im rov min atame tame. If the majority of the people who use the pot, this is the way most understand it, were non-Jews, then it's tame. Im rov min atar, tar. If the majority of it was Jews who used it, then they're tar. Mechzu mechzu tame. Half and half tame. So to explain this as a rabbinic decree, that the rabbis made on the urine of non-Jews, that we consider them like zavs, and the zavs are considered tameh, their urine is tameh as well. So we assume here that if majority of people who use this were non-Jews, then the entire thing is going to be tameh. Majority of people who used it were Jews, then it'll be tar. And again, if it's half and half, then it'll remain tameh. The next part of the Mishnah, Mei shvichu sheyardolei mei gishamim, waste water. The Rav defines water that was used for bathing, used to bathe and you threw it out. That water is assumed to be tameh, because you wouldn't be careful about keeping it tahar, because you weren't using it to drink or anything, or using it to bathe yourself. So now it's considered cheskas tameh. And now rain fell on it. Imrov min tameh. Tameh, if majority of the water now is the original tameh water that was thrown out, then the whole thing is tameh. Imrov min atar, tar. If majority of it is new tar rainwater, then the whole thing is tar. Mechza mechza tameh. Half and half again tameh, because since you have the tameh water there, you don't have tar to mevatel it, the whole thing is tameh. Amasai, when is this true? Meaning, when is it true that tahar water can, if it's majority, will get rid of the tameh water? That's only if the tameh water, the water that had been used for bathing, was thrown out, if that was there first and then it rained. Avam kadmu mei geshamim. But if the rain came first, afilu kol shehein, even just a little bit, even just a little bit of the mei shvichas, the bad water, the mei shvichas tameh, then in which case we say the whole thing is tameh. Meaning, if there's so much more rainwater than then the bad water. If the rain water was first, and then the bad water came, the tummy water, then the whole thing is tummy. That concludes Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet. Hatori ves gago v'machabes es ksuso v'yardalein gishamim. If one was tarring his roof, apparently after you put tar on your roof, you would then put water on it in order to make everything level. Or mechabes es ksuso, you're washing your clothing. And again, the water in both those cases is assumed to be bad water, tame water, because it's not something to be careful about for drinking. V'yardalein gishamim. And then it rained on it. And the water, again, the rainwater is tahar. All the water got mixed together. Im rov min tamei tamei, as we've seen before. If the majority of the tamei, the water is tamei, then it's considered tamei. The im rov min tar, tar, and the majority of the new rainwater, it's tar. Mechso mechso tamei. And if it's half and half, it's tamei. And the way you determine whether it's majority from the rainwater, majority from the water from the roof or the wash and the clothing, is you look at how thick the water is flowing right now. If, before it started to rain, if it was much thicker after it started to rain, then you can assume it was coming from the rainwater. And if it's not much thicker afterward, if it was done the same, you can assume it's from the same water as before. Rabbi Yehuda Amarim Hosa Lenate, if Yehuda says, Yudah says it's not about the thickness of the drops, it's about how often they come, how often they drop. If it was dripping a little bit beforehand, now it's dripping a lot once the rain came, you can assume the whole thing's coming from the rain. If it was still dripping the same amount before, then we can assume that it's still coming from the original, and therefore it'll be tummy. And we do not pasken like Rabbi Yehuda.